staying with the broadcast. This is New Spin on Radio Caribbean International, 17 minutes before 2 o'clock. I have two guests in studio, Mr. Cleveland Sam, Assistant Registrar, Public Relations at the CXC, Caribbean Examination Council, and Mr. Urban Delore, Vice Principal, Sir Arthur Lewis Community College. Welcome to the program.
Thank you,
thank you very much.
And of course, Mr. Sam, we're here to focus on CAPE. What about it that you'd really like to address with regard to edifying the audience?
Well, the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College, which is the main post-secondary institution in St. Lucia, is introducing CAPE in 2013. CXC, as the examination board, which produces the examination, we are here to support the college in its implementation of the program, as well as to assist with the public sensitization of CAPE in St. Lucia. That's our main mission.
Why the need to go down that road, Mr. Delore?
Which road?
The CAPE road.
Well, essentially, because we think that the CAPE is an examination which certainly reflects what's happening in the Caribbean. We also recognize that the CAPE is in keeping with what the students do at the CSEC level, what we normally would call CXCs, mm-hmm. At the ordinary level. And so there's there's room for better synergies or clearer articulation between what the students would be doing in the secondary schools and what will be happening in the post-secondary schools. And very importantly, Tim, there's also the fact that the CXC provides a kind of support to teachers in terms of syllabus development, in terms of being able to run seminars in professional development, and also support for students after they have left the school. And many people don't know it, but a student who has done a subject at CAPE level and wishes to get credit for it or advanced placement and so in another institution which is not familiar with the CAPE can actually write to CXC and CXC would intervene on their behalf. So these are some of the good reasons for the going CAPE.
So CAPE replaces the Cambridge exam?
It does, the Cambridge A-level exam.
Okay.
Because after all, it is an advanced proficiency examination. It certainly does that.
Okay. Who can take CAPE? Is primarily, in the case of St. Lucia, students attending the South Louis Community College?
A 10-year-old can take CAPE, a 70-year-old can take CAPE. In fact, they can take any of the offerings from CXC. Most of the students who take CAPE are actually in sixth form schools or community colleges throughout the region. And I just wanted to go back to a point earlier that you made that you asked Dola. CAPE has been around now for 15 years. St. Lucia is coming on board at an advanced stage, really, when the program has been developed thoroughly. A lot of the kinks have been worked out. And so we more or less have a template in terms of the rollout of CAPE in individual countries. But let me go back specifically to talk about your question. We offer the CAPE program across the region in sixth form schools and community colleges. Some territories in the region have sixth form schools and some do not have sixth form schools, but they have community colleges. And the program is offered through these institutions. In addition to that, we have private institutions. They may be evening class institutions or private educational institutions who also offer the CAPE program. But there are no age limitations on who can take the program.
As far as you're aware, why the delay in St. Lucia joining CAPE?
Well, I am not in a position to answer that question at all.
Probably Mr. Delore can finish us with a response.
Sure. Essentially, there was a thinking about 15 or so years ago, just at about the time when CAPE was coming on stream, that students at that level, at that age, need to be exposed to a wider array of subject areas, which was not actually available if you were going to do an advanced level proficiency at the time. And in fact, that is, if you look at A levels, essentially you have a lot of depth, but not very much breadth. At that time, therefore, there was a tussle between looking for breadth, which was afforded through the associate degree, and getting depth, which was done through advanced level certification, whether it was CXC or it was Cambridge. However, what has happened over the years, as you would know, with many other ideologies, if you wish, that they tend to come closer to each other. And what CAPE has done within recent time is to actually introduce an associate degree. So you can now do the CAPE and do it in a way that would allow you a lot of breadth. So, for example, you can offer 7 units in different subject areas, or you can offer 7 units within 2 or 3 areas, which would be akin to what happened with A-level. So, basically, that is one of the major reasons why St. Lucia had not gone to the A-levels or to Cape before now?
Because when we started in 1998, we started off small, offering mm-hmm. five subjects, and they were mainly one-unit courses. Now, 15 years later, we offer 46 units, and 44 of those are two-unit courses, which are A-level equivalent in terms of matriculation to universities.
What are the objectives of CAPE, Mr. Sam?
Well, CAPE basically was designed, first of all, CXC got a mandate from CARICOM, Ministers of Education, to produce a program, an advanced program, that was at least equivalent to the traditional A-levels, but was philosophically different. And one of the differences, as well as one of the advantages of CAPE, is the flexibility in the program. When CAPE was conceptualized, it was conceptualized in what we call a modular form. And we introduced, which was a new thing at the time, units. So for example, the traditional A-levels, history, biology, chemistry, physics, geography, and so on, are two-year programs. What the developers of CAPE did was to look at these courses and divide the topics into units so that students can take a unit after 1 year rather than studying for 2 years and then have to remember this information and take it after a two-year period. So that's one. It became much more flexible. It was much more flexible. And another advantage that CAPE introduced is the whole issue of school-based assessment. In the traditional A-levels, you basically studied for 2 years and you regurgitated information in your second year final exam. With CAPE, students can go into the final examination after each unit with between 20 to 70% of their marks from internal assessment. Now, a lot of people have issues with internal assessment, but what the internal assessment does is, one, it gives the teachers an opportunity to assess the students, because we firmly believe that teachers are in the best position to assess the students. But most importantly, it also equips the students with university-ready skills, such as research, such as presentation, such as working in groups. And this is one of the main feedback that we get from universities abroad who we interact with about CAPE students, that they come ready for university because they have developed quite a number of the skills that the average A-level student do not have.
You need the injection of additional human resources at the South Louis Community College with the introduction of CAPE?
I doubt it, because for the most part, the persons who are working at the South Louis Community College, particularly in the A-level department, which we, now are persons who are well steeped in the discipline. And indeed, some of the persons who are actually on staff are persons who are examiners, chief examiners, and so on.
Panel members
yeah. with CAPE, not just with CXC, but with CAPE. So we have a wide wealth of experience already at the college. So that it will require that we repackage some of the content material, but the lecturers at the college are quite capable of dealing with not only the content material, but more importantly, with the kind of cognitive skills that CAPE requires, which would not be found in the A-level.
Will students have to make any kind of adjustment?
Technically, no, because I'll tell you why. Because don't forget, most of those students are coming from CSEC, and already they have been exposed to things like the continuous assessment or school-based assessment, or as it's called. And in addition to that, when you come into a new program, you naturally have to make adjustments, because at the advanced level, but whether it is CXC or Cambridge, the cognitive skills that are required are at a different level. I mean, it's not just a matter of just recall. Now you have to analyze, now you have to synthesize, you have to prove, and so on. So those are the adjustments that would have to be made anyhow. But it's just that, as we said before, with CAPE, you have a certain focus on different research-type skills that you do not get with the Cambridge.
Now, Mr. Sam, has the original private sector bought into CAPE?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you, I would say first of all that CXC as a regional intergovernmental body, we take our mandate from governments. And it is important that when a government decides to introduce a program, that they lead by policy. Mm-hmm. And in most of the territories, this is what has happened. For example, in Trinidad and Tobago, when CAPE was first introduced, quite a few of the prestige schools in Trinidad resisted the program because they were already accustomed to the Cambridge and they had it down pat. And here was a shift that they have to make. And scholarships are very competitive in Trinidad. But the Trinidad government used a policy instrument and said, as of 2006, all of our national scholarships are going to be based on CAPE.
Okay.
So everybody came across. When that happens, the government also has to change its policy in terms of human resources, because you now need to include in your advertising requirements for posts in the public service, in the teaching service, in the police, CAPE as one of those requirements. And in Barbados, it's the same thing. In fact, in Barbados, the Ministry of the Civil Service there, from time to time, would contact us to get updated syllabuses and when we introduce new subjects to include them on their list of subjects when they advertise the positions. And generally, when a government does that, the private sector follows suits. So we have not really had an issue with the private sector seeing CAPE as an opportunity, a requirement for jobs when they advertise thing. The most important thing for us really when it comes to CAPE, because the majority of the CAPE students actually are university bound, and I think that's where we have had the majority of our success at CAPE in terms of when our students go abroad and the way that they have performed.
Now, all members of CXC, have they accepted CAPE?
Is it members of CXC?
You mean the members?
Okay. Countries in the region. Have they all accepted
No.
CAPE? Aren't all countries, most countries in the region, also members of CXE?
Yeah, except the Bahamas and Bermuda. Okay. All the other English-speaking territories are members of CXE. We St. Lucia, as we said, is now coming on. However, the Campus B in Viewfort has been offering CAPE.
Particularly in the science subjects
for a very long time. In Dominica, the government itself has not embraced CAPE at its community college, but we have a private provider who runs a private school who offers the program. In BVI, the community college there currently doesn't offer CAPE as well. We had a team in the BVI just about 3 weeks ago talking to the government and the college to try and resolve that. In Turks and Caicos and Cayman Islands, very small territories, and they focus more, after the CSEC, they basically focus more on American system. So they, I think, has an international school rather than a regular government post-secondary institution. But we are confident that the territories who have accepted CAPE, who have seen it for what it is, are very satisfied with the outcomes that they have gotten so far.
So you are in St. Lucia right now to do what?
To help community college in their sensitization, as well as to speak directly to parents, to lecturers. We had a very productive meeting this morning with deans and faculty members at the college. We presented the program to them and answered whatever questions they might have had, tried to clarify any concerns as well. And we are having a town hall meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Groseley Secondary School, so we invite you to come, where we, again, will present the program to the public. Because we see at CXC, one of our public relations principle is that we do not have anything to hide. I mean, our processes are very transparent in terms of how we develop our exams, how we develop our syllabuses, how we grade our students. They're very transparent processes. We document the success of our students in our magazine twice per year. And so we have evidence to show that the students who have taken CAPE and gone to Oxford and Yale and Harvard and wherever have outperformed students from any place in the world who went to those institutions with other qualifications.
Okay. So basically, the fact that we have CAPE now, that means we will not be having Cambridge at all, Mr. Dolo.
No, well, it's not that we won't be having it at all, because parents would always have choice. However, the college will not be preparing students specifically for A-levels for Cambridge A-levels as we do now. Instead, they will be prepared for CAPE. And don't forget that, as I said, the structure of CAPE is significantly different from that of A-levels, including the school-based assessment, including the fact, for example, that you would be able to do, because CAPE is unit-based, you can complete the unit at the end once you've completed the unit at the end of 1 year, you then write the examinations. So it's not a two-year thing where you wait until 2 years to write and so on. However, if a student wishes to, as a private candidate, to register for for Cambridge. A student can always do
it's
that.
It's analogous to saying goodbye to Privy Council and joining the CCJ.
You really want to go down that road? I think you want to. You know, I mean, we said we were going to be non-political today, and you're still bringing back this thing.
Is that what
I
it
mean,
is?
On one day, one of the days, you can bring me to talk about my thoughts on that CCJ because I have some short thoughts.
But is it analogous to that?
No, because I don't think it's analogous. Because among other things, I think there's a lot more acceptance of CAPE throughout the region, as we've said before. St. Lucia is more in the minority rather than in the majority, whereas with the CCJ, a lot of persons have not accepted it, you know, because they are afraid of the influence of politicians and so on. But as it relates to CAPE, there's absolutely no possibility of that kind of influence.
Quick review of today's issue of The Voice, to be followed by the final comments from my guests. Relocation progress also in today's issue of The Voice newspaper. VAT implementation effective October the 1st. Hoteliers owe government $36 million apiece, thereby Micah George, is in today's issue of The Voice. The editorial, small businesses get help in preparation for VAT. Leader of the opposition and the United Workers Party bid farewell to Ambassador Tom Chu. We continue to go through the pages of The Voice newspaper. OECS celebrates 31st anniversary in Toronto. CARICOM Secretary General heads to Jamaica to host CEDEMA Council meeting. Internationally, Egypt's new president to pick woman, Christian VPs. Also, the Queen makes history with ex-IRA leader handshake. Going through the pages of today's issue of The Voice newspaper, Senusha hosts UK Grand Farm. And also in today's issue of The Voice newspaper, Liat's summer schedule gives customers more ways to connect, and Biden's gives to Lucian mass in a big way. Let's take in the final comments from my two guests. Let's start with you, Mr. Ubandulo.
Well, just to say, Tim, thanks for having us, and to remind the public that we will be having a turn-on meeting this evening, starting at 5 at the Gosley Secondary School. Let me say to you that, as always, part of our mandate is really to inform persons on the vagaries and the characteristics of the CAPE, because very often, until you actually get to understand something, you fear it. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing to fear about CAPE, because it is an exam which is just as good, if not better, than the Cambridge A-level.
Mr. Cleveland, Sam?
Well, I would say that at CXE and personally, I believe CAPE is the best thing since sliced bread in terms of examination. But we are very confident in the program, and the results of our students who have gone, as I said, to the Oxfords of this world and the Yale and the Harvards of this world have shown us that the students are very well prepared based on the CAPE program. And we will continue to lend the support to the St. Lucian government, as we have done to other governments in the implementation, which is something that no other international board does in terms of the kind of support CXE lends to the territories in implementing any of its programs.
Assistant Registrar for Public Relations at CXE, Mr. Cleveland Salmon, before him, Mr. Urban Delaw, the Vice